You're listening to The Point. After a high-speed car crash, sisters Rachel DuPuy and Katie Robin Garten's relationship was falling apart. Once they'd recovered physically from the accident, they decided to climb Mount Denali. Scaling a 20,000-foot peak in the Alaska wilderness is not where most siblings resolve their issues, but for these sisters, it was the ascent they needed. Producer Jessica Murray brings us the story.
Well, we grew up very, very close. I mean, we grew up like twins, basically. At times, we shared rooms, we shared beds, we shared best friends. We were so close that we decided to go to college together. And she went first, and then I followed her to Colorado College.
We were driving to Washington State to go on our first big mountaineering trip together. And, you know, we made the decision to drive overnight. And
we were in a car accident. And that car accident was very traumatic for us, so much so that Rachel felt a lot of guilt because she was at the wheel when it happened.
I remember, okay, I feel pretty good, and I didn't even have a chance to get drowsy.
And we didn't want to have to stop to sleep.
Katie was asleep.
So you would sleep while it wasn't your turn. And she had the car on cruise control and fell asleep at the wheel. So instead of her foot slowly lifting off the gas as she fell asleep, but we'd stayed going 75 and then wrecked.
The next thing I know, my eyes were closed and I veered into the median of the road.
The year after the car accident, I had to have surgeries, and she just seemed to deal with it. Her guilt, it kind of manifested in this wanting me to be better. And so she would be really hard on me in terms of my physical therapy and making sure I was okay, and I was hard on her. And
she was pissed off after her knee surgery.
Anger.
I almost died. I was life-flighted. I was the one in the helicopter.
It was just all coming out in a really weird way, and our relationship was just, like, falling apart. Like, we couldn't be around each other. Had the realization that we needed to go on a trip, just the two of us. It was kind of like this unspoken understanding. We need to go do this. We need to figure our shit out. You know? Like, but I don't think we realized the extent to which it would require us to deal with what was going on in our relationship. That came on the mountain. We had had a pretty big day trying to get up to the ridge where a lot of people cache food. Rachel and I decided we wanted to camp there to make the trip more adventurous. And it's a dangerous ridge because the wind can really pick up and knock people off.
The weather can come in without you even knowing it.
And we made it to the top of the fixed lines, and a storm had rolled in.
You know, within minutes, we were in a full-blown, epic windstorm, snowstorm, blizzard.
And Rachel had shedded all of her layers, and when we got to the top, it was so windy. Like a wind you can't really imagine, you know, going on a hike here in town. It's the kind of wind that is terrifying. Like, you really think you're going to be picked up and blown off. And she couldn't get her layers on to get warm. And it's also very, very cold, and you can get hypothermic fast. And her Gore-Tex pants were, like, out, and they were vertical in the wind, and she could not get them down and get everything on. And we did it together. And I just remember looking over at her, and, you know, Rachel's my big sister. So often it was a matter of, like, her taking care of me. So this was a very split second of role reversal, and I knew that she needed me. Then we had to get camp set up in the wind. And when you have a tent in the wind like that, it's like a giant sail.
We were trying to pitch a tent in the worst storm I've ever been in my life.
You have to, like, be looking at each other, making eye contact and communicating with your eyes to not let go. And
we probably worked our best under those situations because we didn't have a choice. We didn't have the luxury to be cranky with each other.
When stuff started to get serious and we needed each other, it just started to shift. We got all cozy. We were just so excited, you know, singing songs. We were reading books to each other, drinking our hot chocolate.
We were singing Patty Griffin, which we always sang Patty Griffin.
Oh, we were obsessed with Patty Griffin at the time.
Climbing up to the mountain.
So not only were we kind of adventuring out in this new way as sisters and feeling this kind of rebirth of our relationship and what it could bring for us, we also got to experience the mountain in this kind of like beautiful, pure way, because there was 2 feet of new snow and no one else was around. And it became a strength rather than a weakness for us.
Up over the clouds to where the sky was blue.
We had matching everything on. I mean, from our down jackets to our overboots to our pants to our backpacks, and we looked like twins moving up that mountain. Same colors, same everything. Purple. And we just felt this kind of like symbiotic movement up the ridge, totally euphoric. We felt euphoric. It was probably a mixture of like the high altitude, but it was like we broke out of the clouds and the sun was beaming and we were in this new snow, and you know, we were moving together on a rope. So you truly feel connected and linked.
We both felt really good. We were on that day. So we knew we had a shot at the summit.
And we knew we were going for the summit the next day. That's really just the beginning of, I would say, the more exciting part of climbing Denali.
You know, and you're roped in, you're in like a million layers and huge down jackets, and you know, you're just like barely maintaining. You're at 20,000 feet, and even in June, it's really, 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 really cold. So if any one thing goes wrong, you could be screwed.
You think you're so close to the summit, and then it's just like this steep, long hill. And I remember going up, and I was in the lead, and I had to pee really, really bad.
So we had to stop because Katie had to go to the bathroom. And when you're a woman, it's a lot harder. Because you can't just, you know, whip it out and go pee.
And they make these really fancy pee funnels called Lady J's, but they cost like $60. And Rachel and I were living off of like nothing in college. We were not going to spend $60 on pee funnels. So we went to Walmart and we bought these 99-cent oil filters. And we got different colored ones and we hooked them to our harnesses. And I used my pee funnel, and your pee funnel has a carabiner connected to it. And when you have flesh and you have metal, things stick. And the carabiner actually stuck to my labia. And I had to just basically pull it off, and it was really, really painful, and it sucked, and it was more psychological that it was like, I am at my end. I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to be off of this.
And I was like, Katie, you know, how are you doing?
And I remember looking at her, and at that moment, she knew that at that time, now I needed her.
So I had to make that decision.
It was really, really hard.
And I just knew, and I said, okay, we're turning around. I was like, this was, you know, let's take a picture. We can't go any further.
Like, she knew what needed to happen, and she almost made the call for me so that I didn't have to feel like, hey, you're losing this summit that we've traveled 16,000 plus feet for because I had to pee and I got too cold. You know, it sounds so wimpy.
I could see the relief go through her face, but she didn't want to be the one to say, I can't do this. So I made the call as her teammate and her sister. I was like, okay, you're going to go downhill.
We were so elated. Like, we were so happy. We didn't care. It didn't matter. And I think it's because we had just worked together so well and we had made it so far. And maybe for us, the summit was that teamwork and that partnership, not the actual standing, you know, 200 feet from where we stood that day before we turned around. And that there was no guilt and there was no blame.
There was no option to go forward. I could see where the summit was. I didn't care. I just wanted to make sure my sister wasn't going to die, you know. So that's all that matters.
I just think that feeling that we had coming down the mountain that day is the feeling we both feel all the time now about having each other in our lives.
That story came from producer Jessica Murray. I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.